Again, I thank the Rosh Hashanah, Mayor Kowalski, for remembering me and knowing that part of my Mitzvah Hachanas, Yom Meroyim, is the pressure of speaking here. It's usually recently been the last Thursday before Slichos, so for me it's a big tune-up to try to really work on the season, so to speak. There's a famous piece of Shir Shirim. Pasuk begins at the beginning of Perek Hey. Ani Ashena, I was sleeping. It's referring to the time Rashi says at the end of Bayis Rishon, where we became very farshlofen, very sleepy in our Avoda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk says, V'libi Era, my heart was awake. Rashi again tells us that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the famous words, Kol, there's this voice, there's this sound. And Dodi Dofek, my beloved is knocking. Rav Shvadron in his Sefer, it's really the same name, says and explains a lot of what's going on in these next few psukim. Says it with a mashal. You have a father who's far away from his son, misses him. Father decides he's going to go, he's going to visit his son. He sends him a telegram. It's the days before Instagram or whatever, but Shvadron was still sending telegrams. Sends him a telegram, I'm coming by boat on such and such a day, and I will arrive such and such a place. The whole time the father's thinking about his son, how he misses him, can't wait to see him, get nachas from where he's holding. The boat docks, and everyone is rushing to go, and the father quickly gathers up all his stuff and imagining the Kabbalah's panim of his son waiting. And he comes down. Is no one there? His father, disappointed. Something must have happened. His father travels to where the son's home is, an apartment. Goes to the courtyard, he assumes his son is going to be downstairs waiting for him. No one's there. So, many of us might turn around. I'm here already. Schleps up the three flights, carrying his bags. Comes to the front door, imagining there must be food and people and they're all waiting for a Kabbalah's panim. And he knocks. Doesn't hear anything. Finally, he starts to pound on the door. And the son wakes up. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming to us. It's coming close, closer. It's hard to wake us up. Shon begins, he continues with Shadron. Pischi li, singular. Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to each one of us to knock on our hearts. And four expressions of love. Achoisi, my sister. Rayosi, my love. Yoinosi, my dove. Samosi, my perfect one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us even though we're asleep. And he bangs on the door into each one of us and into our hearts to try to wake us up. Plus it continues. Shereishi nim latal or kivutzos avisisei laila. If you'll start to come back to me and do tshuva, I'll remember the things of the avos and the schusim, it'll be filled with bracha. And if not, there'll be gatherings of harsh storms and gulls. And finally we're awake. But what do we say? Ay, pashatati eskutanti. I took off my clothes already. Echoch el b'shana. I gotta get dressed again. Rachatzti esragli. I washed my feet. I'm going to dirty myself. That's our answer. But what you find very interesting to an answer that sounds very, very lacking is the next pasuk still says, Doidi shalach yado min hachur. My beloved one, there's different ways to teach. How Shalom teaches it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reaching his hand really towards us through a door. And then finally, Me'eh Homu Olav, now our inner stir, and we want the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But let's stop here for a moment. Rishon says like this. He's bothered by two questions. Question number one is, where's the Chur from? Where did this hole, this new entrance come from? It wasn't there before. And the second question is, it should be Sholach Yodo El HaChur. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is reaching through that hole towards us. What's it mean, Nina Chur? Coming from the Chur. So he has an Arichis, but he explains the following, which is very, very Nogeya to us. So there's really two psukim. One is Hashem Tzilcha Yad Yiminecha. Hashem is like the shadow. What that means is, as much as we come close to Hashem, there's a siyata d'shmaya that's equal. It's like a shadow. When we take a step, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a step. Take a little more, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a little more. So Lamaisi says it's a steer. We know the famous Chazal, Pischuli Pesach Kechudo Shamechet, just open me a hole the size of the eye of a needle. Ani Eftach Lochem Pesach Kepischo Sha'ulam, I will open for you a doorway as wide as the ul. So which one is it? Eye of a needle to an ulam? Or just a tzeil, you do a little, Kadosh Baruch Hu does a little. So Sholem says like this. So it really depends. First you see the tremendous rachamim and love of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. After traveling and telling us he's coming, Ani l'daydi v'daydi li, we're saying the David Hashem and blowing the shofar and tzlichas are coming. Still he knocks on the door, Lashon Chiba, Achoisi, Rayosi. What do we give him? I took off my clothes, I'm not interested. But we answered. At least we were awake enough that we realized there needs to be an answer. A very poor answer. Very half-hearted, trying to give excuses to Mefarshim explain. We're so steeped in our problems, we can't get out of them. That little answer created a chur. That little amount that we did, which seems like nothing, still had a reaction where Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a certain siyata d'shmaya to pull us closer. That still had opened up a chur and a place for Kodesh Baruch Hu to try to reach towards us and try to pull us a little more. And as Rishon explains, it depends how we're approaching all of this. If what we're doing is, we're just looking to be a little different, a little better, we'll fix this, we'll fix that. That only gets the siyata d'shmaya of Hashem Tzilcha Yad Yiminecha. We do a little bit, so Kadosh Baruch will come a little, try to pull us more. If you want to have the siyata d'shmaya, a peacefully Pesach Kechudo Shamechat, like a little eye of a needle, a Kadosh Baruch Hu will create for you an ulam, then you have to want to change. You have to want to be different, someone else. That is what gains for you more. But here in the Pasuk, we were holding not by that. We just gave a little response. We knew we had to say something. So he says it's min hachur. The amount of siyata d'shmaya you're getting here is equal to what your effort is. If you want more, that's a whole separate type of thing. And then the Pasuk continues. Finally, Me'eh Homu Olav, finally we have a hisoris. We see the love of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, of that father that we spurned and we didn't open the door and we were fashlofen and we weren't ready. But we see even after all that, he's still saying to us, Achoisi, Rayosi, Yonasi, Samosi, all these lashonis of love, still knocks on the door, still wants us. Finally, at this we start to get some, we start to warm, Me'eh Homu Olav. But still, the next pasuk you find, Kamti Ani Liftoach Adaydi, I get up to open for my dodi. My hands are dirty with more. There's more on my hands. It's posai more, a different beforshim there. And then it says in pasuk Vav, Pasachti Ani Ladodi, Badodi Chomak Oiver. I finally open the door and he's gone. And the rest of the pasukim talk about the tsar and the pain of him being gone. So it looked like, didn't it look like we finally got the idea? Hamai, Me'ayola, we finally get out of bed. The Meforshim Rashi says that the more we're talking about our mitzvahs and desire to do the right thing and ma'isim tovim, and we have such tremendous machshavos of what we want to do, then we finally get the message. So Shalom says another very big yisod. There's a very scary thing from Rav Leib Chassman after that. Is that there's two different hanhagas that Kadosh Baruch Hu has with us. When we still don't know anything, when we still have no hakar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to pull us out this with patience, with love, with trying to just get us to see, just get us to understand. However, once we get it, now is time for action. And in that Pasuk and Pasuk Hey, we didn't jump up and open the door. There's a lot going on. Kamti ani niftach l'dodi v'yodai not for more v'yetzkosai more over al kapos amanal. You gotta get up, you gotta rip open the door and look for Daidi. We lost the lashon he has here. What it means to lose a hisayrus when you finally got the picture. You gotta act then. You have to do something now. A person who reaches that moment of uplifting, of recognizing, of seeing a Kadosh Baruch Hu. U'mishalonis dares, v'hakshima b'lamaisa. You don't quickly grab it and do a lamaisa. Iberes hasho. You lost your chance. Dodi Omar Chavash, you think he went away? We have to take the opportunity that Rosh Hashanah, which we'll talk more about, provides. And the stakes are high. There's a bumper sticker, I forgot the exact lashon from Rabbi Schaefer, who has the shmuz. Came once to yeshivas, like a ton of them all over. I see them everywhere I go now, all over the building. And the last line of that bumper sticker is, it's basically, the way you think is the way you are, and the way you will be. And the last word is forever. If we don't take advantage of opportunities to make ourselves who we are, don't just worry about Yom HaDin. It's a forever. Tell you a nice one. The Al-Sheikh was giving shir in Tzfas, and Rabbi Yosef Kara, the Mechaber, was there. The shir he was giving was on Shabbos, and it was about all the 100 ways that Lavan tricked Yaakov. And he was sitting there, and he's sitting there and going, he must went to 100, this way and that way and back and forth. And he sits all of a sudden in the middle. Joseph Cairo starts to, laugh a little bit. He smiles, he nods his head. So, he doesn't stop in the middle. Later on, he goes with Rebbe, what's so funny about the shir? So I'll tell you. This is only with Joseph Cairo, who learns with Malach, and can say this. He says, Lavan was here. You were saying the shir, Lavan was in the room. And Lavan was sitting there. And when he said this, when he nodded his head, and he said this, when he nodded, he kept, you said one that he didn't think about, and Lavan was so upset he didn't think about that last way, Doris Chab Yaakov. He says, it was Mamish HaHanor to watch him. Do you hear? Lavan said, oh, man, this, how long? Since Yaakov, down to the Al-Sheikh, to the Mechaber and Tzvas? Still, he has that rishis. Oy, I could have chapped Yaakov one more time. Chavar adlut. The way you are forever means the way you are forever. The opportunity of Rosh Hashanah, yes, we need a good din. We need everything else, but we need ruchnius. We need to feed the neshama. We need to make the neshama grace. Because it's the way we are forever. Every time I see that bumper sticker, it bothers me. It's forever. It's taka true. Rosh Hashanah is mitzchias. This is the place to work on it. Rosh Hashanah is the greatest opportunity for us. All the rachamim, all the shefla and the bracha, you'll hear more in a minute. What you can gain. Forever. Because you'll change your neshama. Remember also, it's another line from my youth. I was in camp in Taras Chesed. I hope the person will forgive me. I don't remember the speaker at a Shal Shudas there, but I remember his line. He was talking to us And he used a marshal, which we don't have time for, of a camper who had a package, and the camp was in Swan Lake, and the package was in Monticello, and the only way to go was with the milk driver, and he had to wake up at 5 in the morning. He was good at the marshal. The marshal went, guys kicked. All right, schlepping around here to there. There were people giving birth in the middle of it, and flat tires, and police. God said, those guys good. And he talked about, at the end of the day, you rode around with this milk driver for 9.5 hours, and you never got your package, and you're furious at the guy. And he says to you, did I do anything to you? Did I hurt you? Did I whatever? I didn't hurt you. I didn't punish you. I didn't do something bad to you. And you didn't get your package. He says, that's your neshama. You stick him here in the world. All right. So first, you know, when you're young, I got to play. And then it's this. And you're still bar mitzvah boy. But then it's high school. Every time there's an excuse. Did I kill anybody? Did I do anything so terrible? Your neshama comes to you later on and says, but I was there the whole time. I never got my package. His last line rings in my ears. Tzutanan aveira is a gefer lechazach. If you do an aveira, it's a bad thing. Avifrandam is a gehenim. There's a gehenim to fix that. Avitzunit tzutanan mitzvah. If you're not going to do mitzvahs, you're not going to chop them. Das is a gor gefer lechazach. That's horrible. You can't fix that. You can't fix that. And we can't go through a Yom Noroyim and not take the opportunity that Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Mitzvah and Yom Kippur brings us. Avade, we want a good din. But there's so much more than just a good din. It's a nitzchiyus for our neshama. And it has to be more than just a little chur. You have to have peaceful chudo shemech. If Shimshon Pinkus explains, for those who are the English reading public here, my Chavrusa bought this for me this year. He has a Yom Noroyim, and it's Maridik. It will give you tremendous Hano, small commercial. He explains something that I always felt, and he told me I'm wrong, so I'll share it with you. When I was in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, so we lived in an apartment on the ground floor of 68 Svanim. I'm sure it is still there, and I'm sure it still looks the same as when we lived there. And if you go there, you'll notice it's like half a block or so from Bar Ilan. I remember on Yom Kippur, I would get a special hana when I was back in the apartment, and you could walk to Bar Ilan, which during the week was an unbelievably busy street. You can stand smack in the middle of the street, nothing's moving. It's shut down completely, which Rachmanis, it's not that way on a Shabbos. On a Shabbos, the traffic is there. Rachmanis. But on Yom Kippur, you stood there, and it was empty. So I always understood, that's the pintel of Yid. Just something there still has something, and Yom Kippur is still sacred. He says it differently. It's not the Yid to Yom Kippur. You have to understand it's Yom Kippur awakening the Yid. That even those that are totally gone, that don't keep a Shabbos or a Kashrus. But a Yom Kippur comes and it knocks on them and it pulls them. And they don't know why, but they keep a Yom Kippur. That's the power you're dealing with in Yom Noroyim. That's what we're trying to accomplish. He explains earlier in this Sefer, page 67, explains some of what Rosh Hashanah does for us. Sara Imenu, Hashem Pakat as Sara, could only happen on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the day where Kadosh Baruch Hu made Bria Sa'olam. It was an outpouring of chesed that was limitless. Kadosh Baruch Hu ba'ahava, with his tov, desired to have a world where we could become mizdabek to him, because it's the kulo time. And he poured all of that into Rosh Hashanah. And it's a renewal every year. Sarah was an ioness. She didn't even have the kalim to have a child. Only Rosh Hashanah can fix that when there's a new creation happening again. And he says something even more than that. Just read the line. It says, you should know that on Rosh Hashanah, you have the ability to create faculties and powers in Ruchnius that you didn't have. I can't remember what I learned. Oh, I don't understand. My tefillah isn't good. This Nisoyan bothers me. Whatever Ruchnius thing you have, it's not just a Shempokat, a Sarah, physical to have a baby. And Rosh Hashanah, you can go and you could create yourself anew as a Dover Ruchni. That's what we're aiming for. Chaim Shmulevitz says, the hiskarvus that you could have as a Baal Tshuva, his lashon is, ayidei hahiskarvus hagedoyla, that great gathering, the great closeness, akise yakov, when you come up to the throne, biyado, it is within your hand, la'akar af es hanitiya l'chet. Sometimes we have a nature towards something. Nitiya, a nature, a turning towards it. A person could have a nature towards a certain challenge that's a chet. And you fight that your whole life. But through the hiskarvis of tshuva and coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, even that's in you, that's your personality. That also, you could drive it out of yourself. You'll no longer have that netiya. The opportunity of Rosh Hashanah. Shimshon says in a different place, he says, part of the issue is we don't really believe it. We don't really think that we can have all of this change in ourselves, and it holds us back. The shefa, this racham, and this love begins with slichus, which is coming. So you have to work. You have to work to find where is going to be my chudo shamechet. Where is going to be? Because you can take his mashal, whatever Shadron's mashal is. You can poke a hole into a dough, and it doesn't go all the way through, and then b'meshuch hazman, it settles back in and it's gone. That's just the chur. Chudu shamechetz, a hole through and through. There has to be something, somewhere, some change that's a through and through change. And if you do that, then Hashem is going to open to you an ulam of ruchnis. Rav Leib Chasman, he brings down, says, somewhat of a scary litmus test. He says, if you talk it, don't feel in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur that there was an ulam shel ruchnius that opened up a shifa for a Kadosh Baruch Hu and a closeness and a hiskarvis. You have to know that you obviously did not open up even a chudo shel mechet. Because had you opened up that chudo shel mechet, that little hole of a needle of change in yourself, you would have had that ulam of ruchnius, that hall, that tremendous size, that closeness, that desire for all things ruchni. So you got to work on your chudo shel mechet. It takes preparation. Otherwise, in Eretz Yisrael, I guess I heard a little bit later, Yom Kippur, by some, even though they don't do any melacha, they call it Yom Pajama. Because that's the day. They don't eat, they don't go out, but they lie around the house in their pajamas all day. So Yom Kippur's going to call you. And we're all going to do something. But is it going to be a Yom Pajama? Or are we going to work on ourselves to where we're looking for is a chudo shel mechet? That one real emes change and open up the otzer of toiv of ruchnius forever. What we gain on a yom neroyim are ours. Our neshama gets hefer. It has more of an ability to attach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just din. It's the opportunity there to take. Like you bring down, they say, did you say slichas? So, did you say slichas? And so they ask people. So the line by the Bali Musar is, Halavai Kadosh Baruch Hu should say slichas. Say slichas. We beg for kapara. The Chofetz Chaim once, Rabbi Ruben said this in Avad, the Chofetz Chaim once in the middle of Slichus stopped everybody and said, I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows you all sinned. And you're spending so much time telling him you sinned. He knows you sinned. Do you know you sinned? Stop for a second. He knows, trust me, or they're better than you. He remembers better than you too. Did you ever stop and tell yourself, you sinned? There's the person you got to talk to, is the guy who's saying the words. It's a very powerful mindset from the Chofetz Chaim. So, what we have in front of us is an opportunity. An opportunity for Nitzchi, for forever. It takes that preparation. Rabbi Berkowitz, in one of his shmuzin, told over a maisa from a Meir Chodesh. And Meir Chodesh was the mashgiach in Eretz Yisrael. And there was a boy there. You know, he kind of came to Seder. Kind of came to davening. Sometimes didn't quite make it to davening. So the whole time he was there, Rabbi Meir Chodesh never said a word to him. All this behavior. One day, this person wakes up early, comes an hour before Shacharis and is learning, and he goes through the first Seder, and he's there, all this storm, and he's hacking, and he's on fire, and night comes, and after Maariv, he doesn't leave, and he stays later. Goes from one day to the next. What's next is a little startling. The guy comes the next morning, tries to do the same thing. He says the Maisa, so I'm going to believe it. He says to him, Rabbi Meir walks up to him and says, you know, I see you're still immature. So what do you mean by that? There wasn't planning or preparation or thought or work. You can't turn it on like a switch. So all of a sudden you realize it's time to be a tzaddik. So how long is that going to last? I see you're still immature. Maturity is an honest cheshbon and nefesh. Talk to someone how to fix up what's wrong. Make a plan and do something. That's maturity. To go from barely coming to Seder and missing tefillah b'tzivur four times a week to all of a sudden being the biggest masbid in yeshiva overnight, you're immature. That'll last a week. I see you're still immature. So we have, right? This was our last Thursday of the year. Tonight began our last Friday of the year. Can you sack in all your Fridays and all your Shabbos, all your Yom Rishons? No, we're in the final stretch here. Slicha starts mostly Shabbos. It's got to come with a plan. So we have opportunity. You have a time to think. You have the Yesod from Rev Shvadron. If you hit a Hisoravis, you got to grab it on the spot. You got to take advantage on the spot. The next thing I want to say, Yemes, is the piece that I thought the most about. Yeah, to say or not to say. I want to end with something a little more positive. But I guess maybe I feel I should say something. So, you know, like the Chofetz Chaim's famous vort, you know, at least in Shemayim, they can't tell me I didn't say something. And we had. We had a tragedy that happened very close by, physically. Not so sure it's not so close by, spiritually. There's a parsha called Egla Rufa. Person finds a dead body. You don't know who killed him. The Chachamim have to get together and they take the animal to a spring where there's no work done. There's all sorts of tannaim and how it's done. They measure to where the closest city is, and those chacham come out. And they have to say, we didn't spill this blood. And the chinuch tells you that part of the pshat in that mitzvah. Why do we do that? Why do we make such a parade? So one party says a little practical. If they see how zehitz the chachamim are about it, how much they care. Kol yodu b'davar, anyone who actually knows something, miyadyam ulevavo, his heart will be stirred and he'll come forth. Then he says something else. So people should see the haros of the farsing with his piercing gadol, that the zekenim want to find out what killed this person. I don't know in a physical way what killed this person. I don't know what leaf they have. I don't know what the real Ashkafes HaTorah is. You have to ask someone big about all the reactions to this security or that security or not. I remember my Rebbe telling me a Maisa, the mirror wanted to know, should they get a guard by the front? So I guess he's privy to the conversation there in the Shmuel Evitz Dira. And it was recent. So they went to Chaim Kanievsky and they asked him what they should do. And Chaim's answer was, do the boys there have cell phones? And they said, yeah, a lot of the boys have cell phones. He says, then you can't rely on the shmir and you have to get a shmir. So I don't know, Kenzai, we can't rely on shmir and we have to work out different things with shmir. You have to ask someone big to know where, what, and how much the shtadlis. No idea. But I want to say something about rufus. One of the Palgan actually said a shmuz in the beginning of the Zman. And one of the Makoros, he doesn't realize how it hit home by me, he was using it for something totally different. But the Pasuk was talking about a near miklat. And it says, Shlosha Arim Tip in the Eva the Yardang, you put three on one side of the Yardang, three on the other side of the Yardang. And Rashi asked the obvious kasha, one side of the Yardang is only 2.5 shvatim. The other side is 9. You need 3 and 3. So Rashi says, Mishum de Begilad Nefishe Reutzvi. In Gilad, that side of the Yardang, there were a lot of murders. So the Gur argument right away is bothered. It doesn't mean necessarily Yidden that were murderers. He says, "Haimu mipnei shehamakom goy." There was something about Gilad, something about that place, that caused murders. Some beratzah, some b'shoge. He brought down also a medrash rabba. Bo rei kana ben shchunos l'shchunos. We find that Rivka was able to go to the well. No one bothered her in Chorin. The 7 daughters of Yisro tried to go to the well. They were chased away. People say they would try to attack them. What's the difference? The difference is, by Chorin there was an Avram. The Matnas Kahuna says on that, Shcheinu Shebnei Adam Hadarim Bo Tovim V'Yisharim. In one place they were Tovim V'Yisharim, in another place they weren't. And that hit me. Because if we had a murder here, then what's wrong with us? Then there's something in us. You cannot go away from that. All the politics and all the mishigas aside, if within a mile of where I stand, a Yid was killed on a Shabbos day, then there's something that we have to think about. Now, none of us would chas v'shalom hurt, kill, or anything like that. Are we maybe malvin p'nei chaveiro? Do we embarrass people in public? Do we do character assassination? There are blogs out there whose entire purpose is to destroy. Entire purpose to destroy. And my greatest fear as a mashkiach is I spend a lot of my time talking about people. And it's a pacha. Because this boy needs this type of help, and this one needs that type of help, and a boy will come in and there's a shver zachen going on in the family. There are times I feel I know so many secrets, I don't know what's going to happen with me anymore. And there are rules to it. And there's toelis, And you're not allowed to do anything if what's going to come from you is greater than whatever a Beis Din would do. Is there a reshus to destroy a family? With a blog, is there a reshus? You think we have no retzicha? It's a pachad night. It's a pachad night. Maybe there is something we have to look to us. It scares me. If I had the opportunity that this fell in my head to not say something, I think is a mistake. I don't want it to take over the preparation we have for Yom Ha'aretz and the opportunity that Rosh Hashanah brings and the opening up of the Pesach Chudosh HaMechet and the Hashpah that we could have and how much there is to gain in a forever Nitzchias. But why do we judge everybody so much? We sit in judgment on people. We're not a Beis Din. Now I tell my shiur, ninth graders sometimes have a hard time, particularly in Bava Kamma and Bava Metzia, where it looks like people could get away with things. You know, part of the out of the Chai V'dinei Shemayim. Because you can get away with stuff. So I tell them from my favorite stories that my Rebbe told me. I remember during one of the Gulf Wars, I was speaking to him on the phone, that was when he was still in Eretz Yisrael. So he told me that, I guess it was in newspapers all over, that the Scuds that they shot to Saddam Hussein, there was only one person who died in all the attacks. This one person was a Yeduadika person, was a Mefursimdika Russian. Different stories, he used to have a sign on his house, I eat pig. He used to ride his motorcycle through B'nai Brak on Shabbos to disturb. This guy was known as a Mamash Allah Hakastika. See, that's not the cool part of the story. See, because when they were burying him, the sirens went off again. Now his friends, his chevra, weren't exactly the most geschmacka fellas. So they dropped him in the middle of the street and ran for cover. And he was blown up again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of what needs to be taken care of. Beis Din has its halachas of what it's supposed to do. And we don't pretend that Beis Din can solve all the problems. For them is Da'at Eivishter. And he's more creative than you can ever get. Because he'll make an entire war and everything just to get that guy with two scuds, not just one. You don't need to get involved. No. Instead of a sheer in Hilchos Lashon Hara, which is Gevaldik, you know what we need? You need a Shir and Shai B'toch, or Shar Simcha V'Ochot Tzadiki. Because if you understood, with Derech Hashem, what's going on in the world, if you understood that there's no one that can take anything of yours, everything you have is exactly what you need, and exactly the way you need it. It doesn't matter what Yanim has. We'd stop talking about them, because they don't matter. What matters is me and my tachlis. That's all that matters in this world. Why are we talking judge about others? It's got no shaychus to me. If you're a Beis Din, you're a Beis Din. But you're not. So why are we talking judge others? That's maybe something to take out. Because if that can happen where we live, a ritzicha, there has to be a me'ein ritzicha by us. There has to be. Can't be, there isn't. Now the way to solve that, and I'm sorry, I'm going to go over about 3 minutes. Might start late, right? It's not so bad. So, just to end on something more positive. It's a huge way to counteract this. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, when it talks about the Yud Gimel Midos. And in those Yud Gimel Midos, it says, Asulafan, you should do in front of me the Yud Gimel Midos. So the Bali Musar explain, what does it mean to do in front of me? It means that what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to do the good gimel midos yourself. The point is not just to say them. The point is we have to act out Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum lechan. My Rebbe in his Sefer has a whole mimer on good gimel midos. He brings down over there from Tamar Devayer. In the end, when he goes through, Talmud Devarah goes through beautifully, Mamash, the whole first parak. Each midah and how it is, and how and the chesed and the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very kedai. And he says, I'll quote it from here, Ad kani gil shalosh esrei midos. Here goes the 13 midos, shebahen ye'odim doim el kaim. With these you will be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll be godlike. Shehe midos shal racham yel yonos. These are the midos that are elyon above. Usgulasan, you know what it is. What's the skula? You're all looking for skulas. Everybody wants a skula. Here's a skula. The way you act down here, that's the mida you're going to get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want the Yodhila midos to be poiled, then you act them out down here. And the Yodhila midos are going to have such tremendous power, dafka, now, because that's what created the world, says Rav Shimshon Pinkus. Because that outpouring of chesed, which is happening now, that's what made the world. That's why they're so powerful now. So if we act like these Yodhila midos, before the chet, after someone does something wrong to us, he says over here, if you look in Talmud Devora, it explains that one of the things is, you know, there's not a moment in your life when you're not being zonim afarnes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you're not getting your sustenance, your air, your life from Hashem. Even at the time you're doing the worst of Eira, the one giving you your sustenance at that moment is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you take it away, you wouldn't be here. So how many times do we say this? I'm that guy. You know what he did, what I did for him? Who cares what you did for him? Who cares what he did to you? We have to act like the Yodhila midos. That's going to make a difference. So here we have a Hisayrus. I hope. So you can't forget Rav Shaul. You can't forget. You have to make it poyel. Poyel means before you go to sleep tonight, some way, somehow. Because he says you lose it. Just like we saw in Shir Shi. Even after Hamu Mei, even after you got up, but we lost it. So you have to make sure to follow through. You should have a good bench to your. I apologize for the problems. I'm going to wind up smacking you.